I think roller derby is a hopeful thing.
He earned enough money from selling plants that he paid off the mortgage on his house.
People always want to know, is that a lie or is that the truth?
I completely disassembled this Triumph TR6.
I wished I could have been a professional woman soccer player.
I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. Harrison Berg's Maya Hawthorne is a certified professional midwife. She first came to the Berg, as a lot of people do, to go to college.
You know, in college, I majored in English literature, which I loved. But around the middle of my junior year, just sort of had this realization that I was just studying beautiful things, but made up things in a lot of ways. And that, you know, I couldn't look around and know what, you know, what does that plant do? What are the names of those flowers? I just suddenly had this craving to learn about the world instead. And I became very interested in herbal medicine, just learning about, you know, different uses for plants and especially like our local plants and what they did. And I struck up a friendship with a local farmer, Radical Roots, that couple. And Lee Sturgis is one of the farmers there, and she is also very passionate about herbal medicine. And she would just let me come over and kind of look at what she was doing. And she would show me how to make different types of medicine. And they had a son at home with a midwife. And I think that just her telling me that, I had never heard of it. I had no clue, you know.
Never heard of it.
I just, you know, you grow up and you have babies in the hospital. And frankly, to me, that sounded pretty miserable. And I don't think I was particularly interested in doing that. I was in my early 20s, but hadn't thought much about it. But that was about my opinion. And just hearing the words, we had it at home with a midwife. It was just instantly, oh, I want to do that. You can do that? I want to do that. It was amazing.
Maya Hawthorne attended her first birth as an apprentice midwife in Louisville.
I got called in the morning. It was just down the road. It was a mother who had had a baby already with the midwife I was working with. There was already a senior student, so she actually primaried the birth, you know, that kind of final step of training. From a clinical perspective, it was actually quite interesting. Most babies are born kind of facing down. And this baby was born what we call sunny side up, looking up. And normally the shoulders, the baby shoulders are up and down and they come out one at a time. And this baby's shoulders were side to side and they came out both at the same time.
Ouch.
Which you would think is painful. And you often hear that from moms who have a baby in that position. And this mom just looked up and said, oh, I had no idea. And it was lovely.
Your sunny side up, keep it up high, the side that gets blue. Stand up on your legs, be like two fried eggs, keep your sunny side up.
When people hear about midwifery, they immediately think, what if something goes wrong?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with that? Do you ever think that?
Oh, that's why I'm here. That's absolutely the point. I mean, there's so much I love about my job, but and the bottom line is we're guardians of safety. So, you know, what we do to make sure that everything is safe is really being vigilant and really playing that vigilant role while trying to maintain emotional safety for the mother, not making her feel like we're scared, which we're not, but always paying attention, always alert. But absolutely, you know, when I say I trained for about 4.5 years, I mean, the bulk of that training is focusing on emergency readiness and appropriate transfers of care. There's so much. I think when people have that question about the safety of a home birth, what they're thinking of are very time sensitive emergencies, mm-hmm. where, you know, your life is on the line suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
In my experience, the vast majority of complications give you long warning signs.
Okay.
And so we are talking about, for instance, a baby that's in distress and isn't handling the intensity of labor well. We can see that in their heart tones, you know, in how quickly their heart is beating at the end of contractions. Well, we pride ourselves on understanding those patterns and paying close enough attention that if we're seeing that a baby's not tolerating labor, we're going to transfer to the hospital well before anyone is truly in danger.
I love the way you say we. I suspect, are you a little shy?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Yes. And yet I can't imagine a more intimate social experience.
Absolutely.
So where does this come from in shy you?
Well, there's different types of shy. You know, I love to talk with people. I love actually, you know, as a proud and very comfortable introvert, the work that I do is perfect because it is one-on-one connection. You know, I don't have to sit in a party room and try to figure out where I fit. That's not something I totally love. But just as you say, that intimate connection, that is a comfortable place for me.
So how about midwife OBGYN relations?
I just had an amazing experience.
What?
Which is that the president of Virginia ACOG, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, and it's the Virginia chapter, so the OB professional organization, sent on a call and invited all state midwives to their yearly meeting. And it was wonderful. You know, it's an all-day event with breakout speakers and workshops. We just came for the keynote speech, which was wonderful, and lunch. And it was so simple. I mean, just sit at the table. And certified professional midwives as well as certified nurse midwives were there. Such an honor and such a mark of how we're all working so hard to create those relationships because it is important. It's so important to the safety and the support of the women we work for to build that. And it's not always been easy, but everyone's trying. We don't have access to medicines. Mm-hmm. We don't use pain medicine. That's kind of the draw, I think, for people is knowing that there's no cookie jar in the room, right?
Yes.
It's like there's no temptation. We find incredible power in very simple things. I find that if a woman feels safe and feels like, despite the intensity, that it's normal, she can really continue to cope. And so it's very simply being present and not looking alarmed, you know, being present and she sees you seeing her and what she's seeing in your face is, yes, this is what this is and you're doing well. You know, everyone's safe. And I think if you can answer that basic level for her, you know, she can do anything.
I would bet that you're good at that. It's sort of the flip side of your shyness is this calmness.
Oh, yeah. I hear that a lot. I've got the good midwife calm voice in the moment. I can really just slow it down, modulate words. Incredibly simple things like that can really change the atmosphere for a whole family. You know, if you walk into a birth and people are feeling anxious or the energy is high, there are just these simple, you know, let's dim the lights. Let's just talk less, you know, and people will follow your cue.
You are so wonderful.
Maya Hawthorne's 5-year-old daughter, Anna, was born at home with a midwife. Pictures and links are on the Spark page at WMRA.org.